Blog Talk Radio.
There it is. We are doing this. We are doing this, and I'm excited about it. Listen here. This is the Eric Terrell Show. It is October 19th, 2016, okay? And we're talking about relationship breaks, okay? Now, you take a break at work, right? You take a break from a lot of stuff. You might take a break from school. I mean, there's recess in elementary school. You take breaks from everything, don't you? The thing is, we're not really supposed to love school or work if we're working somewhere that gives us a break. Now, I'm just saying, do they work? Do relationship breaks work? That's what we're talking about today. My co-host, Asia Downing, is a working woman, okay? She's a working woman who does not have a break, and she couldn't join us today. However, I'm hanging out. I'm hanging out with two of my favorite comedians. Two of my favorite, let me say this, and they have tons of credits and you know, and lines and a bunch of good prominent things that I could say. Just know that they're two of the best comedians in Philadelphia. Know that. Know that they're two of my favorite comedians ever anywhere. I love these people. I get weird. I like to call them mainstream black comedians. But anyway, the important thing for today is I want to say that they're two of my favorite married comedians. And one of them is a man, and he has joined us many times on the Eric Terrell Show, as well as my morning show. You know his voice. You love him. He's awesome. Works at Helium Comedy Club and other comedy clubs. He's the man. His name is Sidney Gant. He's my special guest. However, before Sidney joins us, we're going to hear from another one of my favorite people, Chanel Renee. What's happening, Chanel?
How you doing, Mr. Terrell? How you doing this evening?
I'm all good. How you feeling on this hump day?
I can't complain. I'm trying to figure this weather out. Once I get that under control, I think I'll be a little more kosher. I done wore a hoodie, some shorts, and I had on a pair of boots today with some knee-high socks on. So I don't know what's going on.
This is a weird, weird day. Like, we're in Philadelphia, and it was July today. I don't know who put this July day. It was July for a day, and next week I hear it's going to be January. I don't know why. I don't know why October is so confused, but it needs to be something. Be decisive. You know, it needs to not take a break. We're talking a lot about breaks. Now, Chanel. Okay, here we go. Really quickly, I want to say that in 2 weeks, on my show, I'm starting my election series, okay? I'm going to have the Philadelphia City Controller, Alan long last name, okay? He's an important man. He's going to be on the show. I'm going to have him. I'm going to have some people who are very, 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 very overwhelmed with politics. Political minds are going to join us on our election series. Next week, I'm going to release the season finale survey, as we have about 6 or 7 weeks left in this season. Okay, I'm excited about that election series. We're going to talk trash about Trump. That's what we're going to do. But more importantly, we're going to talk about the importance of voting and how we all can make a difference. Now, that's done and over with. Now, listen here, Chanel. This is what I'm going to do, okay? We're jumping in. We've got a radio show to do, okay? We're getting back to we're getting back to relationships after last week we had such an intense religion conversation. What I want to say, and I alluded to this as the show opened, is that typically breaks are only necessary when you don't really like what you're doing. Something's wrong. What exactly can a break fix, and what exactly is a break? All right.
Well,
now you're married. Sydney's married. You guys have decided that you're done with breaks. You're done with breaks. Now here's the thing. I think that if you decide that you're going to do a break, it had better have been years of hard, I mean, not hard, years of committed relationship. It had better been a long time. You had better not need a break after, say, I don't know, a year. Okay, now first of all, I want to say that guys should never be the one asking for a break. This is my opinion. Guys, if a man asks for a break, ladies, I think you should give him a permanent break. You should just break away. Because men are liars. We're all liars. And if we say we need a break, we just want to have some sex. We really want to have sex, and we don't really want to have it with you at right now. We want to have some sex is what we want to have. Yeah. Men are liars, especially men who say they need breaks. Now, women are crazy, and women will hit you with a bunch of crazy things because women are crazy. All women are crazy. I love women, but you guys are crazy. So I'm saying that if a woman asks for a break, a lot of times, because you're crazy, you need time. You know, you need time sometimes, okay? Women will say things like, you know, I need to work on me for a while, okay? Now, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You're two different creatures. Now, a man can't say something like that and mean it, but a woman can. Now, this is my opinion, Chanel. A woman, because she's crazy, you can't understand women. I don't even think women really understand women, to be honest.
We have a clear understanding of who we are. And you know what's funny is, I'm now married, but I took a break from my husband, my boyfriend at the time, and it was actually a breakup. It wasn't a break in my eyes. He says he looks at it as a break, but it was a breakup. And just during that time, like we had some maturing to do on both our ends. It worked out for the better, but sometimes it doesn't always work out. Like if you're feeling like you need some space, you need to back up and take a break, then probably, you know, things ain't been going right for a while. I don't think you need that much time. And you talk about 2 years, 2.5 years. No. Like, if someone's been crazy consistently and you've had conversations with this person and they're still acting crazy, they're probably just crazy. I don't care, male or female. So,
right. Like,
once I explain to you that you're crazy and how you're being crazy and you still continue to be crazy, you're just crazy.
Right. Now you say that you've done the break thing. You've done this. And you said it didn't work out.
I said on my end it was a breakup. On his end he said it was just a break. But it did work out. I married who I took a break from. Like, we end up the break was actually longer than we were together the first time. The break was, I think, 2.5. Yeah, the break was 2.5 years. We were together 2.5 years, and we took a break for 2.5 years. And now we've been married for a year and some change. We got back together for 2 years and then got married.
Nice. Now, the break worked. Now I don't want to come off as if I was just bashing breaks. You know, I think breaks, yeah. No, but I do think they can be good. I do think breaks can be good. I think they can work, but I really seriously think they can only work under certain conditions. Now, your condition for a break was, you know, against one of my conditions, because the man said, this is a break. He said it's a break. You said it's a break up.
Yeah, I'm
joking. Yeah, it's a break up. Yeah, that's interesting. So why do you think he said he needed a break? Do you think he wanted to go have sex?
I think he needed a break because he was just making a lot of bad decisions. So, yeah, he wanted to have sex, but he wanted to have sex without having a girlfriend at home. We're just going to be honest. And
right.
He wanted to do what he wanted to do and, you know, have me and do what he wanted to do, and that just didn't work for me. So I think breaks on anybody's part is sometimes people not knowing their worth. Like, some people can be struggling with stuff and, you know what I mean, like, whatever your issue is, but the other person doesn't have to deal with that because you're struggling. Like, that's not fair to me.
Yeah. Yeah. The two people should want to struggle together, though, shouldn't they? I mean, if you're struggling with something, why should your struggle be so personal if we're supposed to be a unit that you need to just work on it by yourself? Like, I can't help you work on it?
No, if your struggle consists of you just wanting to have sex and it's just not being with me, then that's not a struggle.
His struggle, yeah. Yeah, the sex struggle.
Yeah, but
right.
You said, you know, like if men say, you know, they want to break, and I agree with that. Like, if they just want to break, I can't help you with that struggle. That's a personal struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. That's true. One thing we definitely got to do here is we got to define a break. What the hell is that? Well, I mean, I still don't think you ever thought it was a break. I mean, until he said, okay, that was a break. Break over. Let's do this. Like, that's, and you were like, oh, you were serious. Like,
like, yeah. I was like, I was broken up. And I stuck with that for the whole time we were broke up. Like, he was on a break. I was broken up with him. So, yeah, we were definitely on two different
right.
wavelengths. And just men are, would you say men are from Mars, women are from Venus? Yeah, like.
Men are from, Mars and Venus isn't even a far enough distance. Like, we're from two different galaxies. a man should never ask for a break. A man should never ask for a break. Now, I've got some interesting comments on Facebook that we're going to rip through with our special guest. He's going to join us right now. I'm so happy to have him back on the show. One of my biggest brothers here in this awesome and ridiculous comedy struggle here, Mr. Sidney Gant. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. What's up, Chanel? Can she still hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, I was here the whole time listening.
Nice. Nice. See, I think I'm doing this the right way, but Chanel is my special co-host, and you're my special guest, which is why we wait to hear from the special guest. The special guest has something special to say.
I mean, well, you didn't tell Chanel that. Where is Sydney? She was probably thinking all kinds of bad things about
me. I was thinking all kinds of bad things.
Right. Rachel called his podcast. His phone is in his pocket. Like, what's his problem? Right. I'm here. What's going on? So what are we? Let's do this. Let's talk about these breaks.
I was waiting to see what you were going to do there. That's I knew you were excited. Listen here. First of all, my man, let's define for me a successful relationship break. We're going to define breaks. First of all, define one that you think will work, can work.
I mean, that's a really weird question. Not a weird question, but the answer is weird. Because the answer, it really is the one that does work. Do you know what I mean? Because like Chanel was saying,
right.
Like, she didn't even know she was on a break until she got back with the dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, sometimes, like, you don't even know you're on a break. So I think anytime there is a split in a relationship, like, people stop a relationship for any amount of time and then come back to it and then stay together, that's a successful relationship.
Right. Now, Chanel thought she had broken up. And I think.
No, I Go ahead. I broke up with him. I did. I was very clear with my breakup. He's just crazy.
Yeah, well, you thought you did. You thought at the time you broke up with him.
And that's
but,
what he says. He says that. Yeah, he says that.
Yeah, right. Now,
that's some relationship stalker shit right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's something you can only say with a person you got to be with for the rest of your life, because that could be used in court.
Yeah, like, I tell him all the time, like, we got back together because I wanted to live. Like, I just feel like I was going to die. I'm cool. I just gave up. Like, I just gave in.
Right. Yeah. These are the breaks. These are the breaks mentally. I think the breaks that will work, and I think the most successful breaks are breaks in which you don't say this is a break. And that's something that I was definitely that I had definitely intended on saying tonight. That
yeah.
I think life induced breaks, meaning subconscious or unconscious breaks, are breaks that I do encourage and breaks that I do think can and may work.
Eric,
I
think that's cheating. you take a mental break. She don't know we on a break, but I'm in the club right now. There's this chick looking at me like I need to be on a break right now.
Right.
So,
I mean agreed breaks. I'm not agreed breaks, but I mean breakups is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that say you guys are in a relationship and you move or you separate for reasons other than it being a break, unconscious breaks. I mean, say somebody goes to Texas and another person's still in Philly. What I mean is that time away from one another is healthy. I do believe it's healthy unless you get to the point where you're saying, I need time away from you. But if you're saying that, you know, I don't want time away from you, but I have to spend time away from you for other reasons, then I think it can work.
Yeah, I mean, I had breaks in my relationship that I'm in now. Like, we've been together for almost 17 years. Like, so we were together in college, and, you know, we had breaks as they are defined by Eric Terrell, and we had breaks as they are defined by Chanel. You know what I mean? We had all the breaks. You know,
yeah.
Like it was like in college, there was some time that she went abroad to Italy for a semester, and that was one of your breaks. That was an Eric Terrell break.
Right.
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 But then there were times where you know, we would have this talk like we need to be on a break. Listen, like when we're with each other, we have a good time, but we're in a place right now where we both want to be free to have fun wherever we are and not worry about, you know, hurting somebody else, right? And then we had the break where, you know, she broke up with me, and then we got back together, and she didn't know we were on a break like I did. You know, so we had Chanel's husband's types of break. We had all the break.
I love his optimism. Despite Chanel saying, listen, we're breaking up. No, woman, no, we're not. This is a break.
Even go back and forth with me. It's just like he just stuck around. Like he never went anywhere. He would pop up at shows. Like he just like birthdays, he'll just pop up. Like, hey, like why are you here? Yeah, like family dinner. My mom and I would like invite him over and not tell me. Like this is not a surprise for Thanksgiving. No one gets Thanksgiving gifts. Like I don't get it. Why is he here?
He's so optimistic. That's healthy. That's very healthy. In his mind, he's at the birthday party thinking, you don't think it helped at all.
No, I don't think it helped at all.
It's tough. It's tough if someone breaks up with you and you want to be with them so bad. I can't ever see myself doing that. But I admire what he did. Now the two of you are married now.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the same.
We're married now, so breaks are completely over with. Marriage is complicated, and I don't think, I mean, this is, don't think that breaks are possible in a marriage. I mean, I don't know
well,
marriage.
You gotta
the two
you gotta
of
spin it. You got to spin it a little bit now. You're thinking about it wrong, right? Because
right,
a break doesn't mean a break in the relationship. Like we're gonna go out and have sex with other people. It's like listen, for the next 3 days, I want you to be near me, but we got to take a break from talking.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it changes. It just evolves
right.
into something different because, I mean, as much as we are social creatures, like we need to feel like ourselves. We need to feel independent in our own skin. And
yeah.
like me and Andrea, we're still really good friends. I mean, we're really really attracted to each other. When we're around each other, we flirt, we have a good time, and it could get really submersive, and you can lose yourself just because you're in this world where everything's positive and everything kind of you know and everything supports the relationship that you're in. You know what I mean?
You literally go from, and they say that when you get married, it's a two people thing, so just a one thing. Like it's all about y'all. It's one person, honestly. Two human beings,
right.
That makes any sense. Like it's,
yeah,
it's literally sense. Like yeah, like you're literally with one another. Like we enjoy it. Like my husband's super silly, so we enjoy each other's company. But he also has a side where, like, he's a teacher, so he's going back for his master's. So he has this serious side, whereas though that might not match with how I'm feeling. I'm always looking for new material. I'm always doing something to better myself. So that's where our individuality comes in. I have to take a moment, take a step back, maybe put some earphones on and write, and let him do him because that's our emotional and communicational breaks. If that makes sense. Yeah, like.
Yeah, no, I think Sid put it the perfect way. You have to look at breaks differently. Like I just don't want to talk to you. But like I said, I don't know marriage like the two of you. So that's a marriage break. But as far as a break just for like long term seeing other people, like those intense breaks don't happen in a marriage. My point with this is that if you haven't walked down the aisle yet, a break is a bad sign. I do not believe that a mutually agreed break is ever a good sign. First of all, like I said, if a man agrees that it's going to be a break, then that's already a terrible sign. But if two people say they're going to have a break and they haven't even talked about marriage yet, because first of all, I mean, if you need a break before you get married, how many breaks are you going to need before you get married? Because if you need a lot of breaks before you get married, you're going to want those breaks when you're married. And those breaks are against the definition of marriage, because people don't change once they get married.
Hold on a second. I got to stop you for a second.
No, go ahead.
It's not about how you, it's not about whether or not you change when you get married, but nobody's like, you know, we're not talking about like everything has an evolution. Like people grow and mature, right? And
right.
Relationships grow and mature, but they kind of mimic the growth and maturity of humans, right? You know, they start out from this infancy stage where the relationship's like adorable, and you know, it's just like everything just seems nice, and you're just like you guys are learning how to hold hands and walk together. You know what I mean? Like everything about the relationship
yeah.
is new. Right, just like when a baby is born, everything is new. Everything's new, and it's exciting, and it's great. So you go through that stage, and then you develop, and eventually you get to. And it probably develops a lot faster. Of course, it develops a lot faster than humans, but you get to that adolescent stage, you know, when it's like you're both feeling kind of rebellious. You're both feeling stifled, and like, who knows what can happen in that stage for people. You know what I mean? Like everybody handles that differently. So when you're going through these stages, you're learning how to be in a relationship together, right? Like it doesn't mean that this is going to be the habit now. It's just like I gotta learn what these feelings are. Like again, like I go back to like you need to be independent. You need to have a sense of like solving your own problems inside of yourself, or else you'll never feel comfortable and you'll never feel like you're in control of you. And you'll never be comfortable in your relationship anyway. Like, if anything,
yeah.
a relationship should be a place that supports that quest for independence while also being in this relationship. You know, there are some things, like I heard you saying earlier, like, nah, man, like there are some things that I can't help. There's some things I can't help Ansley with. Like, as much as it might seem like I can, there's some things that I just, like, nothing I can say or do is going to help her. Like, she's an engineer in a male, she's a woman in a male-dominated field. I mean, she, you know, can't, as much as I can be like, no, guys are dicks, like, I can't help her with that. You know, I just can't. Like, I would handle it differently, and when I handled it my way, I would be seen as a different kind of person than if she handled it my way.
What?
You know, like, it's so again, I mean, I can be there for emotional support, you know, when she needs to vent and all that other stuff, but she's gotta figure that stuff out herself.
Hey,
yeah.
Can I just add on to that? You said don't change when you get married. People don't change when you get married. You definitely do. You don't go through so many different phases in life. I was taught this even like during our marriage counseling, like just like with when you get older, you know, you have to start taking care of your parents. You know, your parents might get sick, financial things may come up, you know, and certain situations change certain people. And it's not going to say it's always going to change you for the worse. But I've noticed, you know, just being married, that certain situations, so my husband still has that foundation, but he's growing over time. He's not that same person that he was before. So people do change. It's just the direction that you're going to take it into. That's all.
Yeah,
nice.
Because like you got like we're both like Cheryl and I are both married comedians, right? So I say whatever I want to say on stage. I say whatever I want to say on stage. And when I'm saying, I'm trying to get laughs. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I don't say terrible things. I don't say bad things about Amber. That's not my style of comedy. But I can if I want to. Do you understand what I'm saying? And for a long time, like she had to kind of come to terms with that, and I couldn't help her. All she can know is that in order for me to be who I need to be, I have to have this freedom. But I couldn't help her be okay with that.
Nice. Excellent insight from the two of you. I honestly want to end the show right now. That's exactly what we need to hear. I love the quality counsel and the quality content from the two of you. Now you know, sometimes I have doctors on the show. I have politicians. I have pastors. Last week we had a pastor. And I have comedians as well. I mean, obviously, I am a comedian. I know tons of comedians. And I obviously promote these people as comedians on the show, but I don't do that the way some shows do that. I don't do that to say that they're going to be on the show to make you laugh. What I do that to say is that comedians are going to be real, okay? You're going to get it real because I don't think we know how to do too much else than just be as real as we can possibly be. And the two of you were just very real, and it was very, 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 very quality, and I appreciate that. Now I'm going to run through a few of the funny comments to the show topic on Facebook leading up to the show. Before I do that, let me just say in response to my comment about people don't change. Now, people change. What I meant when I said people don't change is that, first of all, we know that we can't make people change. If people change, it's because they want to change. Now, can you make someone want to change? You can try, but that's a much too uncertain road to travel down if you're marrying a person. You can't expect I don't think you can expect. Now, you heard from the two that are married, so take their advice over mine, please. I want you to. But I don't think that you can gamble with vows expecting someone to be the type of person who you don't want multiple breaks from if you've needed multiple breaks from them before. But I, you know, and I feel everything y'all said, though. I think that was quality. Listen here, though. I want to say before we let everybody go, I want to thank everybody for the feedback on Facebook. I've gotten more feedback on this topic than any other relationship topic that I've had. Shayla Nicole, in response to do relationship breaks work? I went to college with her. Shayla says, "Nope, tried it twice," and that's a That's definitely something, a point that I wanted to make, is that multiple breaks is too bad of a sign. I think that if you had multiple breaks, you need to stop trying breaks and do like Chanel and try separation. Right? Now, Christina Horton, who I also went to college with, says it depends on where the people are in life and if their goals and aspirations line up with one another. My girl Valerie says it does for some. I can attest to that. Real quick. Tanisha says, yes, it does. Been there, and we are doing amazing. I said amazing because she had a typo. It doesn't say amazing. It says amazing. We're doing amazing. And my cousin Latoya says, it lets you see what you think is out there. Anything goes while on a break. My man says he needs a break. He better take a walk around the block. Thought that was cute. So, if the two of you will, my two special people, special co-host, special guest, give really quickly your last insights, your response to the Facebook post, to everything I said, to every and summarize in a nutshell what you think about this topic. You know, just lead us out of here, real quick.
I would have to just say, I agree with that. Too many breaks is a bad sign. Also, just to know that, you know, if you can work through, if, you know, that person's destined to be and you guys really want to be together. It's just, marriage is nothing, a relationship is another, but two imperfect people trying to do something perfect.
There we go.
That's it.
I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, listen, take every break you need, break it up. Every time you take a break, somebody wasn't murdered.
That is true.
Yeah. Next week on the show, we're talking race and we're talking parenting. The topic is Are Children Colorblind? With special guest Josh Kosh. Okay. Now, love is the most important thing, people. Love yourself, love other people, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love. And God, well, God did it. All right. Appreciate y'all. Okay, we need a break.